Georgia enters a new era today after its shelter-in-place order expired at midnight last night. But the state's governor, Brian Kemp, says people over 65 and those with health problems should continue to stay home until June 12th.
And Tanya, the state of Georgia is already reporting today that 1,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in the last 24 hours. So we'll continue to watch that situation. Meanwhile, Connecticut ranks third in deaths per capita from coronavirus after New York and New Jersey. And three Connecticut metro areas are among the worst hit in the country when it comes to the death toll. Those would be Bridgeport, Hartford, and New Haven. We're joined now by the mayor of New Haven, Connecticut, Mayor Justin Elicker. Thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be on.
And we should say that infection rates in your city are just beginning to level off. But when you hear about those numbers compared to the rest of the country, is it simply proximity to New York that is leading to so much death from COVID-19 in Connecticut, or is it something more?
We think it's mostly proximity to New York and, of course, places like New Haven. We're at the end of the Metro North line and have a strong connection with this city. And we've seen the cases slowly spread and increase from New York to Fairfield County and to New Haven. We have been fortunate. We had some more warning of how things could be, seeing what happened in New York. And so we started to very proactively promote social distancing and protect the community and prepare well in advance.
Well, you say proactively, your governor asked residents to work from home on March 12th, but he didn't order businesses to close until more than 10 days later on March the 23rd. Do you think that was too slow looking back?
I think that, you know, in New Haven, I closed schools quite early, and we halved the occupancy rate of a lot of businesses. And I think that the governor was quite proactive in general. Of course, in hindsight, there's always things that we could have been doing differently. But when you think about just how much the New Haven community has worked really hard to prepare for this, the fact that our hospitals haven't been totally overrun and have managed the capacity is a testament to the fact that I think we were pretty proactive about things.
And do you think the worst is over in New Haven?
As long as we stay the course, as long as we don't open up too quickly, as long as our residents continue to do what they've been doing, which is wearing masks and practicing social distancing, generally being cautious about going out, my hope is that we're over the worst for this period.
Well, so on that note, Governor Ned Lamont announced a four-stage plan to reopen the state starting May 20th. That includes the opening of offices, retail stores, hair and nail salons, outdoor areas at restaurants, and outdoor museums and zoos. Do you think that's the right timeline?
I think that the details are what's important, and how we do this is what's important. And we've been having a lot of conversations in New Haven about how we can support businesses slowly opening but doing so safely. And that's everything from talking with businesses about installing a takeout window or plexiglass to protect their employees, to increasing access to hand sanitizer, to making sure that they have a plan to keep their workers safe inside. I think as long as we work together to support our businesses, public confidence is actually a pretty key component to all this as well. You know, businesses have opened in other states, and because the public is concerned, there hasn't been as much business. So I think we need to do that hand in hand. So we got to do it slowly but carefully.
Can you do that in the next 19 days before May 20th?
Again, it depends on how it's done. I think that if we do it slowly, and we also have a few weeks left before that date, so I think that it's important that we monitor the virus, the new cases, to confirm that we are continuing on that downward trend. I think that it would be much more detrimental to the economy if we did start to open up and then there were more outbreaks and we had to close up for a much longer period.
Are you worried that you're going to start to see the kind of protests that we're seeing now in the state of Michigan, people who really just want the economy open back up now?
You know, we had a small protest at the Capitol about a week ago. In general, New Haven residents have been very supportive of working as a community to tackle this thing. My concern is that some of the opening up dialogue has been too political. Two Republicans say this, Democrats say that, and that's not productive. We need to be listening to the epidemiologists and the experts here and working together. And my sense is New Haven residents, by and large, are on board with that.
Mayor, you've said that schools won't reopen until the fall. Are you also preparing for the possibility that they won't open in the fall, or that they will open and will then have to close again because of another spike in cases?
You know, this thing has changed so quickly every day that it's hard for me to speculate what things are going to be like in a few months. I would anticipate that as we all start to get used to our new lifestyle, that we'll think very carefully about putting in safety measures to allow schools to open, but maybe not in the same way that we typically have schools open. And I think that's very much the same for businesses. You know, in New Haven, for example, we're talking about, and the governor's talking about outdoor only in the beginning. So I think that we're going to see a lot of changes in the way we do things, but we've got to keep life moving.
That is the mayor of New Haven, Connecticut, Justin Ellicker. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.